If you were listening a little earlier, you might have had just a little insight into this. Imagine having a decade's work disappear overnight. That's what happened to Tia.
Shortly after Facebook rebranded as Meta, my Metaverse account was disabled. So I, in the lead up to the Meta rebrand, was getting a lot of people reaching out to me asking whether they could buy my handle. And a lot of people from the crypto community also asking me whether I'd give it to them. So I kind of knew that my Metaverse handle was, I guess, entering a bit of a valuable digital real estate space. And then shortly after the Meta rebrand, my account was disabled. I woke up and I was no longer able to access my account. The reason that I was given for it was that I had breached the terms and conditions by pretending to be someone else. You know, ironically, before my account was, I guess, deleted or like expunged, I was actually working on an artwork called Post Life, which was about the death of your digital identity and the death, your death in the metaverse space. And obviously there's some key learnings and takeaways in this, in that, you know, you really need to protect your content. If it's precious to you, archive it, because ultimately Instagram terms of service don't really protect you as a user when it comes to your content.
TMA Bauman, who was speaking to this program just a little bit earlier this morning, but I thought the idea was worth diving into a little deeper. Still, Gerrion is a cyber security journalist. Still, what do you make of Tia's experience?
Oh, well, Kate, I think this is like a real solid example of the fact that the platforms don't owe you anything, really. I mean, Facebook and who Meta is their big brand now, and Instagram, which was Thea May's problem, and the others, Google, you know, whoever it is, they're just running a business, and there's no obligation for them to continue offering you a service, and they make that kind of quite clear in their terms and conditions. If you would like to read the 4,700,000 words. So you really got to take care of your own data. And in Thea May's case, it's about her creativity and her business. But if you're keeping all of your family memories on Facebook, for example, that's the only copy there is, unless you're keeping copies somewhere else, and you may not want them to vanish. And yet they literally could go any time. Now, Facebook isn't going to go broke overnight, because they've got, I worked it out, it's around about $85 billion Australian dollars just in cash reserves at the moment. So, you know, they're good for a few
just
more days.
Just in cash reserves. Holy dolly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the others are bigger. Apple is, let's not talk about Apple. It gets depressing to realize how much money they just have kind of lying around.
In a massive pile. Right.
Massive pile. So these massive companies aren't going to disappear overnight, but the rules could change. They could just decide not to offer a service anymore. Google shall I say, notorious? At least they've got a track record of just deciding that of the many different services they offer, if there's a few that, you know, really aren't making them any money and not worth the effort, they'll turn them off. Now,
oh yeah, your music account doesn't look like that anymore. It looks like something totally different. We've changed our mind about that one. Yeah, you don't own anything. You're just here. Yeah,
yeah. And look, Google at least has in the past, like, given you warning that that's going to happen and given you a way of getting your data down. But not everyone will necessarily do that. So, for example, if you look at using Instagram as an example, but without criticizing Instagram, if you know what I mean. Instagram's about photos with messages and putting stories together and videos and so on. But it's also about the social network. It's about people's comments. It's about everyone who's following you and so on. Now, it's relatively easy to get your photographs out or make sure they're copied to another service and so on. But even though you might be able to, with some services, download all the rest, everyone's comments, everyone else's contribution, it may not be easy to then do something with it to create that in another environment. And that's where it becomes tricky. So my advice to people is always, I mean, always, always keep your own backups and archives of your own data. No one else is going to do that for you. No one else has a responsibility to do that for you. And that could be as simple as making sure you run your own backups to an external hard drive or something.
And in the case of Tima Bauman, her Instagram account was reinstated. Everything was just still there.
Right.
But Instagram didn't have to do that, did they? They could just say, actually, we kind of want that handle. Sorry, you're gone.
Well, they could have just changed it to another handle.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a bit of a silly thing to do, to just delete it. That's clumsy, in my view. They could have approached her. They could have, offered her some actual money, given that she's built that up there. But as she found out, they don't have to.
Yeah, but they did. They gave it back after a month. She still has the handle.
But only after the New York Times got on the case.
True, true. Just on that idea of the metaverse, which is what she was using as her art brand, but now is this kind of overarching mega brand. I mean, it looks like just basically a mega brand for Facebook and Instagram, and other products. Is it a mega brand or is it something deeper than that? Because I read a pitch where it's meant to be kind of more, I don't know, interactive or breathing, or what does it actually mean?
Yeah, look, the metaverse or cyberspace or the multiverse or all of these things, they're terms that have come out of science fiction to mean this virtual interactive space where you appear as a three-dimensional being and interact with everyone there as if you're there. Now, older people might remember something called Second Life, which was that, and you could appear in there. Even the ABC had its own island on Second Life in the virtual world back in the day. God, back in the day, it's only probably a decade ago that it folded. And it's been this idea for a long time. Now, interestingly, with Facebook wanting to, I suppose, put a peg in the sand and say, we are now the metaverse, as opposed to just a metaverse, is big branding exercise. They're already, the big gorilla on the block when it comes to social media and interactions. And they're now saying that, well, we will develop this further space that we all know from science fiction or science fiction fans do. And others have tried to create it in the past. Well, now it's us. Part of it, I think, is because in the world of these massively valued corporations, they've got to be seen to be continually expanding. And one of the problems is, once you've got most of the world on Facebook and people are doing most of their transactions online there, how do you keep growing? What's next? And you have to have something to keep them there for more time so that, they can get more advertising money and so on, and to be ahead of the pack, or those massive valuations go away. It's Facebook presenting this vision of the future, and I think in part it's because they have seen so much negative news over, let's say, the last year or so, with the whole fake news thing and political manipulation and such, that they needed a message to their shareholders to say, no, we're still top dog or biggest gorilla or whatever, so don't sell our shares so the price goes down.
Oh, my God, so depressing if it's just about a share price, hey?
Yeah, so pretty cynical. Much, but that's the whole thing. And in the meantime, Thea May gets her artwork crushed.
And so are the other big dogs in this metaverse fight happy to let Facebook, Instagram, the new branded Meta, be that entity, or are they working on competing similar ideas?
Oh, there will be competing products. I mean, certainly, China will go its own way anyway, because they're gradually building their own services to use within China to operate within the kind of social and so on rules and laws that China has. I mean, certainly others will be wanting to cash in on it. I do notice that a lot of companies are now saying that, oh, we are a developer for the metaverse. And I say, yes, yes, because everyone is now. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Facebook just has that, as I said before, the cash reserves and the user base already there with you know, billions of users, quite literally, for them to build up. But others will want to get a slice of that money, certainly. Whether it's actually a thing, to be honest, whether people really do want to interact in these 3D environments, or whether that's just the kind of thing that white males in their 20s want to do, who are, you know, that's the kind of standard internet developer community, remains to be seen.
Oh, but still, think of how COVID-friendly it would be.
Well, that's true. Personally, I think people will be happy more with their, I don't know, their Zoom meetings, because they can still do other things in the background while not having to create it. I've been caught badly before by saying that something will be of niche interest and never take off, so I don't want to say that this time, even though that's kind of how I'm feeling. Maybe I'm just getting old.
Still, it's the end of the year. Everyone's feeling old and tired. Nobody has the energy for the metaverse today, I have to say it. But thank you so much for shedding some light on it for us today, Still.
No worries, Kate. Anytime.
Still Garion, cyber security journalist on ABC Radio Brisbane.